This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
One more point on this before we wrap up talking about this story. It's the missing shoe. Let's listen to some testimony there.
Can you recall how Mr. O'Keefe was dressed when you first get over there?
I believe he was wearing a hoodie, like a sweatshirt and jeans. And remember, he had one shoe on, but forget which shoe it was.
You don't recall which shoe it was, but there was one shoe on his foot at that point?
Correct.
As far as his clothes, what, if any, observations did you make of his clothes?
The notable observation that I made was that he was missing one shoe, his right shoe.
You were standing next to the body?
Yes.
And you were obviously looking around. You noticed some footprints?
Yes.
And you even noticed some lack of footprints?
That's correct.
So you were being observant of the area of the body?
Yes.
And the area adjacent to the body?
Yes.
You were looking for anything that might have been out of place?
Yes.
Anything of any evidentiary value, correct?
Yes.
You never located or otherwise observed John O'Keefe's missing shoe?
No.
What also stuck out in your mind is that he had only one shoe on, correct?
Correct.
From your memory, you're not sure if it was the left or the right shoe, but it was one of those, correct?
Correct.
And you did not see another shoe or the matching shoe in the area anywhere around where he was lying, correct?
Correct.
And to your memory, you never saw that other shoe, correct?
Correct.
His clothes do matter, but it's on the list of priorities, not huge. So by the time we figured out he was missing one of his shoes, we were already at the hospital at that point.
Would that be something that would have been removed by one of you or one of the other firefighters while he was on the ground?
If it would have been removed, both of them would have been removed to assess that. It wouldn't do much good to just remove one and leave it there on scene.
So the missing shoe is an interesting thing. Obviously, if you get hit at a high speed, usually one of the first things to come off you are your shoes. One came off, but where is the shoe? I guess that's kind of the mystery. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, the snow had started to fall around 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
By the time John O'Keefe was found, by testimony, we now know 6 inches of snow plus drifts that were very high that you can see. Mm-hmm. I think everybody can see now, even though it was speculated upon, this was a true blizzard that was going on in the middle of all of this. It makes total sense to me that some pieces of the taillight weren't found. We know they were found later. We know that the shoe wasn't immediately seen. It makes sense to me there was 6 inches of snow. We know that John O'Keefe wasn't even seen by some people.
True.
You know, until he was pointed at. So a full body couldn't even be seen. It was dark.
Mm-hmm.
The sun hadn't risen, as some people tried to say. There wasn't a big street light. The only people that could see him, at least according to testimony, was the officer that used the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
He could see him right away.
Yeah.
But other than that, until people started being around him, that's what, and of course, Karen Reed immediately saw him.
She knew right where to go.
She knew right where to go, but the foot. So just a couple of thoughts, and I can't wait to hear from the state's reconstruction experts. The defense is also going to have some experts, but my understanding is they are engineers. That's a whole different scenario, but we'll see how it plays out in terms of which are most believable and have the most background in it.
Mm-hmm.
But what if they're in this huge fight, and what if, as he is slammed into, again, the velocity and everything, you saw the arm, one arm is injured, the other arm isn't. I believe that's because that's the hand he was holding the glass in.
Mm-hmm.
And we know there's pieces and fragments of the glass he took from the waterfall bar on the bumper.
Mm-hmm.
His hair is on the waterfall bumper.
Mm-hmm.
His DNA is embedded into pieces of the taillight.
Mm-hmm.
We know that the taillight fragments, the microscopic fragments, are embedded in his clothing. I mean, it's so clear to me that taillight hit his person, his shirt, his person. So I think what happened is, you know, whether he shouted something, whether he, you know, whatever happened, that she made that decision to back into him. What my question is, did she back into him more than once? why did we get to initial charges of manslaughter? Why did the indictment change to murder too?
Yeah, that is.
I can't wait to see what more they have.
Another thought on the shoe? Snowing, snowplow. If it's in the road, if it flew off somewhere, they're going to start cleaning the streets at some point. Could it have just been not necessarily a cover-up, somebody hiding it, this or that? Could it have just been brushed away and nobody did see it at that moment in time? Because at that moment in time, it was being looked at as not necessarily a crime scene. It was being looked at as this is a horrible accident that just occurred here and we got to go and try and save this man's life. So I'm wondering if it's just something as simple as that.
Yeah, very, very true. I think the elements were huge here. Mm-hmm. The lack of being able to see and the wind blowing up drifts and 6 inches of snow. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of snow.
Yeah.
Easily covering an inch and a half tall shoe.
Yeah. That's very, very true. So many questions. We'll see what the next week brings and we'll be back to discuss it then.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.